This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Government prosecutors are preparing arguments to try to salvage their case against Zacharias Moussaoui. Prosecutors suffered a major blow yesterday when they disclosed that a government attorney had been coaching witnesses and emailing them trial transcripts against the judge's orders. That is likely to bring significant penalties for the prosecution, if not end altogether their efforts to have the Al-Qaeda conspirator executed. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
The government has tried for 4.5 years to bring Moussaoui before a jury. Through it all, prosecutors vowed they could convince a jury to execute him. But after only 4 days of testimony, the government's case has almost imploded twice. First, prosecutors asked a witness a question on Thursday that Judge Liani Brinkema warned may have violated Moussaoui's constitutional rights. Now the government faces charges that a lawyer it was working with violated the judge's orders and coached 7 witnesses from the Federal Aviation Administration. Prosecutors described the FAA witnesses as half their case.
Even before this week, this case had become a total train wreck.
Jonathan Turley is a national security lawyer and law professor at George Washington University.
The violation last week might have been enough to jeopardize whatever came out of these hearings in the first place. Then the government commits an egregious violation in terms of prepping these witnesses. At some point, the boat takes on so much water that you got to abandon ship.
That would be a huge loss for the government. For the Justice Department, this case has always been about the death penalty. Moussaoui's guilty plea already assures he will receive life without parole. Judge Brinkema raised the possibility yesterday the government's efforts may have been a waste. She angrily warned the prosecution, "With this amount of mess in the record, it is very difficult for this case to go forward." Brinkema said she was concerned not only that the government's lawyer emailed the witnesses transcripts and commentary, but that she also copied all the witnesses together as if to get them to collude with each other. In one email, the lawyer warns a witness, quote, "The defense will exploit the fact that the FAA was not clued in to what was going on. You need to assert that we acted independently." Last night, defense attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the case. They charged that the lawyer knew what she was doing was wrong because she conspicuously told one of the witnesses not to respond to her email in writing. Some family members of 9/11 victims, like Eddie Bracken, said they would be devastated if Moussaoui gets life without parole because of a prosecution error.
I'd be very upset. I'd be very, very, very upset. I'd probably clench my teeth in my fists.
Judge Brinkema ordered the prosecution to produce the 7 FAA witnesses today. She says she wants to find out how much damage has been done. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.